This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring & Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewey. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewey.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right for Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewey of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls with the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the right. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area of the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Martin from 28. Woo, that was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Here live at Piqua Garbury Gymnasium for this district semifinal here tonight. One of two games here on scoresbroadcast.com. My name's Brandon Coverman. Alongside me, Chuck McBee. First of two here tonight, we have the Botkins Trojans facing off against the Tri-County North Panthers. Both here in this sectional round. Botkins, the 3-seed, the heavy favorite here tonight over the 16th-seed Tri-County North Panthers. And taking a look, Chuck, at this team, if we really look at the WOAC standings, the Western Ohio Athletic Conference, which Tri-County North comes out of, they were only 1-11 on the season, 6-16 overall. They were the only team that actually lost to Ansonia all this year, but they've racked up some wins outside the conference, such as Yellow Springs, who this Botkins team beat. To advance this round, they beat Middletown Christian a pair of times this year in some tight contests, and Mississinewa as well, who we'll see in our second contest here. So for Tri-County North here tonight, just we know this is obviously a heavy Botkins favored game here tonight, but Tri-County North looks like they've been a little up and down, and it's going to be a lot to take off an upset here tonight.
Well, yeah, I mean, they need to start fast. They need to gain confidence. They need to do a good job of taking care of the basketball, and they need to go find Colin Dosick and make sure he doesn't get 25 on him.
Of course, Colin Dosick, first team all Shelby County Athletic League, as we really talk about these Tri-County North Panthers here tonight under head coach Garrett Woodyard. Here in his first season, led in scoring here for Tri-County North at 9 points a game. 9.9 points a game is Travis Williamson. Corbin Flory at 9.5 points a game. Kobe Reynolds has 8.9. And Clint Barnes, 7.5 points a game for the Tri-County North Panthers here tonight. They average 45.4 points on offense and give up 58.3 points a game on defense. And they're losers of their last five games. But if we look on the flip side of the Botkins Trojans, the 3-seeds, one of the teams to be a favorite to contend, of course, for that regional title here in Division 7. Had a big win against Yellow Springs as expected, and just trying to keep the momentum going. You know, the next game is in the back of their mind, but of course, this is tournament time. You gotta be able to, you know, not look ahead, and you gotta be able to beat who's in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you don't save your best pitcher for the finals. You throw him in the semifinals. And that's what Botkins is in here tonight. They can't worry about the fact that they're probably looking at a date with Jackson Center. They need to look at Tri-County North. They need to put them away early. Get your subs in. Don't get any injuries. And that is their recipe for tonight.
And of course, Coach Phil Groves and his team trying to get back to that district final. Of course, they lost last year, upset to the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, and of course in this Division 7 trying to get back where they've been before in the regional tournaments, like in the years 2021 and 22. So they've been a little absent from that regional tournament the past couple years, but Piqua for the most part has been very friendly to them lately.
Yeah, they had a heck of a run there, and they beat Richmond Heights in a state championship a few years ago, the COVID year, or the year after COVID, so they've had a lot of success, and they're building on it right now.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight. The key components looking here for Tri-County North, just getting off to a good start here tonight, not letting Bakkens get out ahead. And like Chuck said, keeping Colin Dosek here in check tonight and not letting him go off, like you said, a high amount of maybe around 20, 25 points for the Trojans. It's a fast start. And the shooting as well for Bakken sometimes can be a little hot and go at times. You know, last night we saw, I know you guys, you and Jack saw a Mississinawa team. I kind of said that Mississinawa girls team can be kind of similar sometimes to the Bakken girls team, to the Bakken boys team. And the fact that this shooting can come and go, but man, when they shoot, when these Bakken boys do, I don't know if anyone in the area can shoot with them.
Well, they played two games against Rushi, and they gave Rushi probably their two best games of the year. So that tells you they can play. And one weekend, they had Rushi away, and then they had home, and then they had Lima Shawnee. Yeah. That's quite a weekend, and they gave both of them a tussle.
These are the key building components of today's game. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thanks, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, door specialists everywhere. We'll step aside and come back with more pregame here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and in the Meridian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47, the site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Back here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System here at the Piqua Garbury Gymnasium here for this district semifinal contest between the Botkins Trojans and the Tri-County North Panthers. Winner of this game will be back here at Piqua to play at high noon on Saturday against either the Jackson Center Tigers or the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks, the winner of our nightcap, which we'll have here following the conclusion of this first game here between Botkins and Tri-County North. Again, that game here at noon that we'll have here on scoresbroadcast.com. Then you and Jack will be hitting 75 and going right down to Butler High School for the regional finals against Mississinewa and Fort Loramie.
Yeah, looking forward to that. I mean, I think Mississinewa can give Loramie a game. Loramie, well known for running teams out even in regionals, but Mississinewa, they had the girl, the young lady that scored all the points last night for them,
Emmerich.
She had 23, but she got hurt at the end of the game, hit her head, and she was really out of it, even after the game. So I'm hoping she's okay, but that'll be a plus for Loramie if she can't play.
Also notify that, too, the listeners out there, the Anna girls are also in the regional finals.
Yep.
They'll be facing their backyard neighbors in the Minster Wildcats, just down 119 there in the regional finals. That's set for 2 o'clock at Springfield High School. So Anna trying to look to get back to state for the first time since COVID did not allow them to go in 2020. So big opportunity there for Coach Rusty Allen. I've had a chance to watch Anna girls a couple times, and Anna really has kind of been a surprise, but a pleasant surprise. And you know, you expect them to be good, but to make this run the way they've been and competitive the way they've been has definitely opened some eyes.
Well, they play hard, and that's what I like about them. Their defense is good. They take the ball to the rim. They're well coached. They're fun to watch.
And two, looking here, like we said, we got Jackson Center playing Mississinewa. If we go back on the boys' side, here on this other side here, if we look at the bottom of the bracket, if you know how the bracket shapes out here, of course, the winner of this game will most likely take on Jackson Center here in a district final, like we said, here on Saturday. And tomorrow night, we will have the Fort Loramie boys against Frank Monroe here on scoresbroadcast.com. That's set for a 7 p.m. tip-off. Of course, Loramie getting a big overtime win against Emmanuel Christian. And that'll be a whale of a district final game here at Piqua Garbury Gymnasium.
Should be a heck of a game. Franklin Monroe's really good. Got some athletes, run the floor well, shoot it well. It's going to be a struggle. Loramie's going to have to play well and score some points to win.
Well, the Shelby County Veteran Services at 133 South Avenue in Sydney provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. This includes VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation of VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veteran Services is here to ensure you receive all benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office, 937-498-7282. That's 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more information, visit our website at shelbycountyveterans.org or look for us on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. We'll step aside and come back and talk more of Botkins and Tri-County North here next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, getting ready for the first of our two games here tonight between the Botkins Trojans and the Tri-County North Panthers. Here, Brandon Coverman, and alongside me, Chuck McBee here tonight. Of course, Botkins earning the 3 seed in this sectional behind the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, who are already knocked out. Of course, the Rushi Raiders, the 1 seed, who have already punched their ticket to the district finals, along with Fort Laramie. They're playing tomorrow down at Milford High School against CCPA. But Botkins finished tied or second place is 17-6 overall in the Shelby County Athletic League. And like we talked about just a little bit before, you know, trying to keep your head on a swivel here tonight. You know, you're obviously the heavy favorite here tonight against Tri-County North, but you don't want to look ahead to Jackson Center because that could be the ultimate rubber match Saturday here in less than 48 hours.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen teams look by other teams before, and they've paid for it, and I don't think Botkins will. I mean, they're going to come out. What you do in a game like this, like I said, you put on the press, you try to turn them over, you try to get a lead, and then you get your subs out there and you make sure nobody gets hurt and you're ready to play on Saturday.
And looking for these Botkins Trojans, I mean, looking at their losses, I mean, this year, they're Marion Local, Rushi twice, you know, Lima Shawnee, Jackson Center. So the quality of these losses, if we really have to talk about equality, are pretty dang good here so far. And, I mean, of course, they got upset by Laramie when Laramie really started on their roll in early January. So, I mean, should be, heavy favorites on each side here tonight, but Botkins and Jackson have had some classic matchups. Like we said, with this new seven divisions, we talked about how you would be this Friday and Saturday night where you'd have the old sectional finals. Gym will be packed. Well, that could be what it is Saturday if Botkins and Jackson play here for a third time, especially for a rubber match.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's a noon game, but still, it's a Saturday. So, yeah, I want to see this place full. Now, the Laramie-Layman game had a heck of a crowd on the opening night. But, I mean, tonight, good crowd on the Botkins side, nobody over here. But why would you drive all the way to Pickwood to watch this if you were Tri-County North? And no offense to Tri-County North, they're just not very good.
Well, Schaefer Market, we are now your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market on South Main in Fort Laramie has truly gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves in our market. So we now offer winter meats, Mahaffey pies, Weaver Brothers eggs and cheeses, and Hunt Brothers pizza. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches in the Market Deli sub shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee, plus we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today and see all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Laramie is your new community go-to store. We're going to step aside here and come back with the starting lineups and tip-off here next. You're listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating just west of Sydney got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my My dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's Allenbaugh. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, getting ready for tip-off here between the Tri-County North Panthers and the Bakken's Trojans here as we take a look at the starting lineups here tonight. First, taking a look for the Tri-County North Panthers. Number 3, a 5'7 guard, a sophomore, Peyton Fannin. Number 5, a 5'10 sophomore, Corbin Flory. Number 10, a 5'7 junior, Aiden Ritchie. Number 12, a 6'4 junior, Clint Barnes. And number 23, a 6'2 junior center, Kobe Reynolds. Head coach of Tri-County North is Garrett Woodyard, assisted by Isaiah Ballard and Austin Hutchins. Now for the Bakken's Trojans, the home team on the scoreboard, wearing their home white here. They are as follows. Number 1, a 6-foot senior, Colin Dosek. Number 2, a 6-foot sophomore, Eli Pitts. Number 23, a 6'2 senior, Noah Topp. Number 24, a 6'3 junior, James Steinke. And rounding out the line at number 42, a 6'4 senior, Colton Plyman. Head coach of the Bakken's Trojans in his fourth season is Phil Groves. Of course, the winner of this game here tonight will get to play in the district finals here just in less than 48 hours here at Pickwa Scarberry Gymnasium. And we're set to go here for tip-off here tonight. Keep going. It's between Steinke and Clint Barnes here, and we are underway here at Garbury Gymnasium, and the tip is controlled by the 17-6 Bakken's Trojans. Pitts has it out top, gives it to the left side to Noah Topp in the corner. It's Colin Dosek. Back out to top, left wing, kicks it to the corner. Here comes Dosek going baseline, takes the short jump shot in and out, and the rebound goes down to Aiden Ritchie. Up ahead, it's Fannin up ahead. His layup's no good, and Steinke pulls down the board. Here comes Colin Dosek in transition, going to the basket, sidesteps his way. Wow. And a nice move by Colin Dosek, a little Euro step.
Yeah, good left hand.
Colin Dosek, first team all Shelby County League. 2-0 here, Bakken's over Tri-County North. And Colton Plyman gets a steal out front. You don't see him guard too many point guards. He comes barreling down the lane, kisses that off the right glass, right side of the glass, and scores. Now, how many times do you see Colton Plyman have to guard a guy coming up the court?
He's still out there getting him. It took him to get a 10-second call.
And
yes, sir.
And they get that 10-second count there. A credit Colton Plyman, the 6'4 senior out there guarding the point.
He's down there slapping the floor playing defense. That's impressive.
Colton Plyman really has gotten better as the season's gone on.
Oh, yeah.
A set run by the Trojans, and Eli Pitts scores 3 straight layups for the Bakken's Trojans. 3 different players have scored, and it's 6-0 Trojans. Here comes Tri-County North. Here out front, ball in the corner, back over to Peyton Fannin. Fannin spins on the inside, loses the basketball, tries to kick it back out. Goes in the corner, we got a timeout here by Tri-County North. We'll take it with them. 6:33 to go here in the first quarter. Bakken 6, Tri-County North. You're nothing here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, it is 6-0, the Bakken's Trojans out here against Tri-County North, and a little light pressure put on by Bakken, a little, like say, token pressure, but effective here so far.
Yeah, well, they're struggling handling the basketball, and they just did it again.
Now, a top steals, and I think he wanted a dunk, but
yep.
That layup came a little awkward off his left hand, and it's 8-0 Trojans. Top the 4th different Trojan to score. Tri-County North trying to get it to the middle here. I got it up in the forecourt. From the Panthers, goes to the left side. Does Peyton Fannin. Bannon spins back around and out. Out to Kobe Reynolds. Climbing out front, still harassing. He's going to get a foul. First foul of the ballgame here. Going to go against Colton Kleiman, and here comes Tucker Holzkamp in the ballgame.
Colton got a little too exuberant on that attempt.
Kleiman usually the first guy to come out for Holzkamp on Bakken's subs rotation, and Holzkamp in the lineup, the junior. Of course, Kleiman getting a couple steals here early. It's 8-0 Bakken's, 5:55 to go here in the first half. Comes Tri-County North out front, ball in the corner, goes over to Kobe Reynolds, right side on the exchange, back out to Corbin Flory, and lose the basketball, and we got a jump ball here. It's going to stay with the Panthers.
I thought they were going to call travel.
Of course, the Panthers 6-16, tied for the last spot in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference with Ansonia. North took the bye here in the first round to get to the district semifinals. Duke 2 is up and in. That's by Aiden Ritchie to get Tri-County North on the board with 5:35 to go in the first quarter. Here comes Colin Dosek out front, gives it up to Holzkamp. Out on the left wing to James Steinke. His shot short, kicked around, and it's going to be Tri-County North basketball. And Bakken's out, Tri-County North coming out front here. It's Clint Barnes. He's going to stop, fire a three. It's well short. Tri-County North able to pull down the board. And they lose the basketball, and it's going to be Trojan ball. Substitution into the lineup for Bakken's. It's number 21, Will Monin.
He's a freshman that's been getting more and more time as the season's gone on.
And has gradually and steadily improved during the season as well. Now a top out front to the left side to the aforementioned Monin. Back out to top out front. Top foul line extended. Dosek in the corner. Fires that three. It's no good. Top to strong side. Rebound goes up. And top will go to the line for two. Now a top at the line this year. Let's take a look here. Top just a 56% free throw shooter on the season. 18 of 32 from the stripe, but he connects on that first one. Top, back to the line, connects. So a top with 4 points now, and here comes the Bakken's full court pressure. Trying to get the Panthers out front. Here comes Fannin. And here comes a little run and jump. Holzkamp coming on the backside, trying to cause a tie-up. Goes right back up over to Clint Barnes. It's up front, but Bakken's really forcing the Panthers beyond the three-point line. Exchange out here. It's Peyton Fannin. He goes back to Flory on the inside. It's taken away. Goes over to Eli Pitts. Pitts weaves his way in the lane. Nice. Goes up and scores. Nice good move by Eli Pitts in the lane.
He's only a sophomore, and I'll tell you what, he's going to be good.
Pitts with four now. Bakken's up 12-2 over Tri-County North for 4:09 to go here in the first quarter. District semifinal action here from Pickwell-Garbury Gymnasium. Panthers out front, lose the basketball on the inside. North being trapped in the corner. Nice cut on the inside to score there. It was Peyton Fannin with the bucket. Nice job to move without the basketball there. Top out front to Monin. Goes back out to the top. He shot fakes. Drives on the inside to the basket. And a nice move by Noah Top. Tough basket. He's got a half dozen in the first quarter. Ball taken away by Pitts out front. He's got the fast break. Goes up to the basket. Another nice move by the underclassman Eli Pitts, who does not play like a sophomore anymore. Like I said, Chuck, he's starting to play like an upperclassman.
And they just picked him. The freshman just picked him that time.
Monin to Pitts, and it'll be a good connection for the next couple of years. And Pitts to the line. Lyman will come back into the substitution table and come back in here soon.
Six turnovers now for the Panthers. That's way too many for a quarter.
71% is Pitts from the line. No more to mention with 3:18 here to go in the first quarter as the first shot is connected on by Eli Pitts. Corey Koenig going to come into the lineup as well, a senior for Bakken's, as Top comes out with his 6 points here in the first quarter. Pitts back at the line. We'll go 2 for 2. He's now got 8 along with Top 6, and Colton Plyman now returns for Pitts. And we got another timeout taken by the Panthers. We'll take it with them. 3:18 to go in the first quarter. Bakken's 18, Tri-County North 4 here on scorespodcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Bakken's. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com. 3:18 to go in the first quarter. And no surprise, Chuck, an 18-4 Bakken's lead here over Tri-County North.
No, they've turned it too much. Bakken's getting a lot of easy shots. It's kind of what we expected.
Comes a little pressure here. Full court pressure from the Trojans. Panthers work it out front here. It's Aiden Ritchie. Ritchie on the inside. Kicks it out over to Clinton Barnes. Barnes trying to get to go away from Tucker Hulskamp. So over here comes Corbin Florey out front. Back towards the Indian logo. There's a three-pointer. It's up by Kobe Reynolds. It's off the mark. Tucker Hulskamp with the rebound. Outlets it to Will Monin. Monin in the lane. Kicks it to the corner. Moved to the bucket by Dosek, and that got a nice bounce there for Colin Dosek.
Great spin move right there. Got to the rim.
4 points now for Colin. Here comes the trap by the Trojans. Three on one in the corner. North kicks it around the arc, and the three-point ball goes in and out, but they swipe it right back. Does Clint Barnes. Barnes going to take the three. His shot's off the mark. Coach Groves wanting his team to play fast here. And a sloppy pass there by Dosek, but fortunately for the Trojans, it'll stay their basketball. Substitution number 3, Owen Zimfer, coming in the lineup, a 6'4 junior. And Eli Pitts back in. Usually about 7 deep does Phil Groves play. Pitts gets it, left wing, back out to Monin. Up to the side and Eli Pitts. Trying to get to Zimfer on the inside. Zimfer feeds Plyman. Back out to Monin, the freshman with the triple try. Too much. And we got a foul. It's going to go against Zimfer.
Yeah, put two hands on, kind of shoved him a little bit.
Our score here, 1:48 to go in the first quarter. We'd like to remind that Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style your smile, a beautiful hair with beautiful care, as Zimfer gets the bucket there at Cutaway Style Salon in Fort Laramie. Owner and stylist Doug Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Thursday. Handicapped accessible. Yes, 40 years at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, and we'll help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Off the travel, shot no good by Plyman. He's going to try to go up a third time, no good. Zimfer the rebound, and no good. A fifth time, will that be the charm? And no. Now Plyman will go to the line for two.
Boy, that did everything but go in.
Sure did. And tough break there for Colton Plyman, but Bakken staying strong and rebounding like crazy. As Plyman back at the line, connects on the first one. Couple substitutions for North. Number 20, Bennett Woodyard, and number 22, Nick Myers, coming in the lineup. Woodyard a junior, and Myers a senior. Myers the only senior listed on this roster for North. So for the 6-16 Tri-County North team that has struggled towards the bottom half of the WOAC conference, has a lot of teams players back. We got a jump ball there in the far corner off the rebound attempt. Ball in backcourt over to Eli Pitts. Pitts over to Vonnen. Left side over to Corey Koenig. Back to Zimpfer. Over to Plyman. Plyman at the wing. Gives up to Vonnen and right through his hands. And it'll be Tri-County North basketball.
Yeah, Vonnen was looking to cut and Plyman threw him the pass at the same time.
Like we talked about, a guy like Will Monin, he has gradually improved throughout the season. Of course, expected to be a big part of this future of Bakken's Trojans basketball, who graduates a veteran group this year. And of course, for Monin, the advantage that he'll have a season under his belt. He comes back next year as a sophomore. North kicking it around the wing. And Bakken's just coming all out, really forcing North beyond the wings here. With 30 seconds to go in the first quarter, it's 23-4, Bakken's over Tri-County North. Here on scoresbroadcast.com. Out in the corner, here comes North, nearly pushed out of bounds, and Bakken swipes it away. Here comes Eli Pitts on the breakaway, the Euro step in the lane, what a move by the sophomore. Eli Pitts, smooth move there, and 25-4 Trojans. Wow, Eli Pitts has been magnificent this first quarter with 10 points. And Tri-County North not able to get a shot off. We have played 8 minutes here at Garbury Gymnasium at Pickwell High School. Our score, Bakken's 25, Tri-County North 4. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, as we are getting ready for the second quarter of action here between Bakken's and Tri-County North in this district semifinals. No surprise the Trojans are leading 25-4 here over the Tri-County North Panthers. Brandon Koverman along with Chuck McBee, and like we said, we're seeing what we expected that first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, Bakken's just better.
And we got a steal to start this second quarter, picking up like we left the first quarter. Nice move in the lane. Wow, we've seen the combination of Dosek and Pitts hit some tough shots in the lane here tonight.
Yeah, boy.
Half dozen now for the first team Shelby County League selection, Colin Dosek, who was second in that player of the year voting behind Braylon Cordonier, and sandwiched between him and Vince Borchers from Rushi. As Bakken's going to force another turnover. Great hustle play by James Steinke.
That's 11 turnovers now for the Panthers.
So Bakken's 8-4 in that Shelby County athletically. I think one of the things with this D7 division is showing the strength of the Shelby County.
Oh, absolutely.
It's showing even more than they did, of course, in the old Ford divisions. But it's showing off the strength even more, and Shot no good by Pitts from the corner. Steinke with the board. But especially against WOAC teams, Shelby County has had a lot of success against them, leaning in their favor in this Division 7 and formerly Division 4 format as well.
Yep.
As Bakkens will have it on a sideline out of bounds here, 27 to 4 here. As coming into the lineup, you got Clinton Barnes, comes in for Nick Myers. Like we said, Travis Williamson, which is 9 points a game. Looks like he's not playing here tonight. As Pitts on the inside, shot no good. Top going up, and Top will go to the line for two free throws. It's like we said, if someone like Williamson, who averaged 9 points a game, unless he's hurt, suspended, or something, would probably be playing in a game like this.
Yeah, I'm assuming maybe he's the one in the street clothes down there on the bench. But I haven't seen him play, so I'm guessing.
Shot up and in by Top as he splits the pair of free throws in line. Got seven now here. Just Top in the lane going to the basket. We got a block there on Eli Pitts. Good call there. As going to the line will be Clint Barnes. And I think the fans in this game just trying to have a little bit of fun, just heckling the official for fun.
Just for the fun of it, absolutely.
Just to get a little fun going here. It's a sparse crowd here. We don't have anyone on the top deck here with us here for game number one. We're on the Tri-County North side. First free throw pops out for Barnes.
Trojans have shot 8 free throws. This is only the second free throw for Tri-County North.
And they go empty from the line, and here comes Dosek racing out quickly to Eli Pitts. Back to Colin Dosek in the lane. Steinke to the corner to Top. Great passing by the Trojans, but they missed the shot. Get the rebound. Dosek catches the pass. His three-pointer no good, and here comes Tri-County North off and running in the lane. Might have got away with the travel. It doesn't matter anyway. We're in a little bit of a track meet now. Pitts to the basket. His shot's no good. The board is going to result in a foul. It's going to go against Botkins. It's going to go against Tucker Holzkamp. With 6:12 to go here till the first half being over, it's 28-4. Botkins over Tri-County North here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here comes North out front. Botkins has stopped the pressure here a little bit. It's gone more to playing just half-court man-to-man. Sideline out of bounds here for the Panthers. Panthers on the inside. Shot is up and in. And that's Clint Barnes to score. 28-6 now here our score. Bakkens offense, I guess, quote, slow to start this second quarter. Tri-County North in a zone now. Pitts in the short corner. Kicks it back out to Colin Dosek. Dosek up at the top of the key at the top. Back over to Steinke, back over to Noah Top, back to Eli Pitts, over to Tucker Holzkamp, foul line extended to Dosek, shot fake, on the inside, great pass to Pitts, and he scores. Great patience by the Trojans, results in another Eli Pitts bucket, he's got a dozen. 30-6 our score now. In the corner, it's Preston Smith who's in the lineup. Smith's shot is up and in. His Bakkens up ahead quickly. Steinke back to Dosek. He's wide open. He's due for one to fall, but not that one. top gets the rebound. He goes up and scores again. That's Noah Top. Boy, Top and Pitts and Dosek have been the trio here tonight in the first half. Hawkins up 32-8 over Trike County North as we have 4:18 to go till halftime. Top trying to tip it out front. Scrambling on the floor, and there's a timeout by North. They got away with a clear travel. But we'll step aside with them. 32-8. Hawkins over Trike County North here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza of Hawkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com. 3:53 to go till halftime here between Botkins and Trike County North, 32-8. Trojans ahead of the Panthers as each team's exchange misses out of the timeout. We've got Aiden Ritchie with the basketball for Trike County North. Ritchie will give it up. Back over to Fannin. Winner of this game will get Jackson Center, Mississinawa, the winner of our nightcap here at the Garber Gymnasium Saturday at noon in a district final as Thankee's going to get called for the foul.
Well, Trojans have a ways to go because Roosie scored 66 in the first half of their sectional game against Ansonia.
Of course, Tri-County North lost to Ansonia. That's the only win Ansonia had on the season. Preston Smith with it out front. Trojans trying to defend the Panthers here. Shot up, no good, and Monin pulls down the board. Because Monin working up ahead quickly goes to Colin Dosek. Dosek stops, fires a three. His shot's no good. Trojans have struggled from the outside tonight despite being up 24. Here's the lob on the inside, and it's broken up by James Steinke. With Corey Koenig back in the lineup for Botkins. Stack formation by the Panthers on the right side of the key. North just being patient here. Spin on the inside, it's Peyton Fannin. Gets it up to Clint Barnes.
You know, you'll watch them play, and you can tell that they're coached well. They're trying to do the right things.
Yeah, steal there by Botkins. Here comes Kleiman up ahead. It's Pitts. Pitts will kick it back out to Steinke. Back over to Kane. He's got the three, and Botkins, the struggles continue from beyond the arc here. And the Trojans will steal it right back. It went off North, but the official did not see it. And they'll now make the right call. We had the best view of it out of anyone. And Owen Zimfer back in for Botkins. Again, the first of two games here tonight after the conclusion of our contest will come live with Mississinawa and Jackson Center here from Pickwick Scarberry Gymnasium. Pitts gets up to Will Monin. Monin back out to Zimfer. To the left side to Corey Koenig. Out Monin in the corner to Pitts. Monin the three-pointer. Shot off the mark. And Plyman gets the long rebound. Back to Pitts. Pitts at the top of the key, off the mark, no good. Another long rebound by the Trojans. Here comes Monin up in the lane, and Monin is hacked. He'll go to the line for two free throws.
Tell you what, I think Bodkins has probably shot 10 threes. Haven't made one yet.
That's like we said, with this Bodkins team, when you're hot, you're hot.
Yeah, when they're hot, they'll run you off the floor. But when they're missing, I mean, they've got 13 turnovers to go along with their missed threes.
Monin's first free throw up and in. And the lineup is Kobe Reynolds for North. Monin back at the line. His shot's no good. And North will track down the rebound. That's a head layup. It's no good here by North. Bakken's in transition here. Pitt spins in the lane. Kicks it out to Zimfer, trying to end the drought here, and he does. Oh, and Zimfer gets his first three-pointer of the game, and it's 36-8, Trojans. .108 to go till halftime. 36-8, and a foul in the lane. We're going to call that on the floor here. Substitution coming in, Memphis Meyer going to come in for Bodkins, make his first appearance. And that's the thing, you talked about Bodkins playing subs all this time. Like you said, you got to turn around and play in 36 hours again.
Exactly.
You don't get much rest.
No, you don't. I mean, they're kids, but still, their legs get tired.
You see, because we see quite a bit of subbing more than we often do from Coach Rose, especially in the first half.
Yep. Oh, no, I like what he's doing.
In the corner. North kicks it back out. 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Bakken's doing a really good job of pushing North off of the arc. There's the three-pointer from the corner. Too much on that one. Another shot up by North is no good, and here come the Trojans. Memphis Meyer in transition to Koenig. Back to Plyman. The big man will try the three, and Bakken's has now hit back-to-back three-pointers.
All I had to do was say they hadn't made one yet. They got them hot.
39-8 here towards the end of our first half here. North a chance to get into a bucket here to try to cut the deficit. Back door cut. Wraparound pass. And step on the line, and Bakken's with a chance to get another bucket here before half.
Getting close to that running clock score here at 31 points.
And Bakken's really, I mean, they played all right, but, you know, obviously, you know, the competition isn't really there necessarily. Monning kicks it out. Zimfer's got to get sent off the horn, and that's Memphis Meyer, excuse me. And that ball's well short. And we've got a 39-8 Bakken's Trojans advantage. We'll step aside and come back with our halftime report here next. You're listening to ScoresPodcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Bodkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name, A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's halftime here between the Bakken Trojans and the Tri-County North Panthers. Our score, Bakken's 39, Tri-County North 8 here. Our halftime here is brought to you by Schnipple Construction and Bakken's and Fortress Family Fuller Center. Chuck, let's take a look at some of our first half numbers here.
Well, if you look at the team stats, they're very telling in a 31-point lead. 23-8 rebounding advantage, 11-2 on the offensive boards. Bakken's turned it twice. Tri-County North turned it 14 times. 7-10 from the free throw line for the Trojans. Panthers 0-2. They had 4-4 for the half. 2 for Smith, 2 for Fannin, 2 for Ritchie, and 2 for Barnes. Like I said, they scored 4 each quarter. 8 for the first half. On the other side, Eli Pitts had 12. They got 9 from Top, 6 from Dosik, 6 from Plyman, 3 from Zimfer, and a free throw from Will Monin. They scored 25 and 14. They lead it 39-8 at the half.
Well, like we said, it's, you know, a lot of turnovers on the north side. This is nothing like this is what we expected. So really nothing, I mean, really to add to this. Like we said, Bakken's is going to move on to the district final here Saturday against the winner of Jackson Center or Mississinewa here. But we'd like to remind you that this segment of our broadcast has been brought to you by Fortress Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie and Schnipple Construction in Bakken's here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bakken's, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bakken's.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bakken's. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well-respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com, getting ready for the second half of action here between Botkins and Tri-County North, a 39-8 lead for the Trojans over Tri-County North. Brandon Coverman here with Chuck McVie, and, you know, that first half, just kind of like we said, what we expected. A district final probably awaiting here for the Trojans after the 16 minutes are done with. Of course, we'll have a second game here, Jackson Center and Mississinewa Valley, another Shelby County WOAC battle. That kind of sounds to be a better game, even though that Jackson Center seems to be leaning the favorite there.
Well, they're definitely the favorite, but it should be closer than this. Mississinewa not going to turn the ball like Tri-County North, I don't think, here in the first half like they did.
Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, a proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil is a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. This is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. Our future leader, Schaefer Oil and Propane in Fort Laramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. The Trojans control the basketball here, start the second half. Tri-County North switched there in the second quarter to a zone. Helps slow to the Trojans down a little bit, but Eli Pitts buries the three right in front of his own student section to start the third quarter.
That's 15 for Eli.
And he's had a great night. Him and Dosek have had some nice takes to the basket. With a 42-8 lead now for Botkins. Comes the Panthers on the inside. They work it around. Nearly stolen by Dosek. And it's taken away there by Top. Top in the forecourt. Going to the basket, and he is fouled. If he can connect on one or two of these, that'll already initiate that running clock. And it was 7:03 to go in the third quarter. 42-8. Botkins over Tri-County North. These two Shelby County teams can pull it out. That'll be four of the district final teams here in Division 7 in the Shelby County League. all make it. Of course, Fairlawn and Houston being Division Six this year. Surprised, a lot of people will be surprised to tell you that Fairlawn is Division Six.
Yeah, you don't think about that. I mean, but they got a big school district.
And Top connects on both free throws there, so the running clock will initiate. 44-8 now here as a date with Jackson Center awaits here, most likely, or Mississinewa Valley. Mississinewa 500 on the season. As the ball stolen away, it's Pitts up ahead to Dosek. Spins in the lane, shot no good. Plyman trying to clean it up. Top goes up and he is fouled. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been one of the two or three most valued insurance agencies in the area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. That's phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one in is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. And the Top connects on both free throws there. On the inside, there's a bucket for North. They finally get into double figures as a team. That bucket going to Kobe Reynolds. Kicked in the corner to Eli Pitts. Pitts going to fire a three. And North pulls down the rebound. We've seen Bakkenso after that kind of bad start from beyond the arc hit a couple of threes here. Which, like we said, you know, they're really the only team that, like you said, has given Rushi any sort of challenge. Obviously, the Raiders sitting at 24-0, the heavy favorites to win that D7. But if you look from a Raiders perspective, and I think if you talk to a lot of Raiders fans, most of them would say if you had to pick one team you don't want to see in the regional finals, I think they would say Botkins right away, because Botkins had given them their best test, because some nights they can show up and really shoot the rock.
Oh, yeah. If they're shooting the lights out, they got 5 or 6 young men that can shoot the basketball.
So Bakken's going to come out of the north five. Really, here is what it's going to be for the Trojans. Shot on the inside by Plyman is up and in. And Plyman with 3, 6, 8 points for him now.
Yep.
Shot on the inside, no good. Plyman pulls it down. Gives it up to Colin Dosek, who weaves in the lane to the basket. Shot no good. And North gets the rebound. Ball tipped around and stolen back by the Trojans by the duo of Top and Steinke. Pitts gets it to Dosek on the elbow. Back to Steinke for the three-pointer. Buries it from the left wing and adds to this Trojan rout.
That's 4 threes for Botkins now. They are heating up.
And another steal here. Dosek up ahead. He's got it. Counted and one. As we're seeing benches clear on each side. And like I said, Botkins said this quick turnaround that we've discussed a couple times here already earlier in the broadcast, you know, does play a factor. You know, most times in the old D4 format you'd have, you know, you might play on a Tuesday, Friday, or a Wednesday, Saturday, so
that's
you have
exactly
a couple of days off.
Yep.
And you don't have the luxury of that this year, you know, with this, you know, playing on Saturday at noon out of all times.
At noon. I was getting ready to say the key for me would be coming in here at noon, it's not your normal day for your kids, and that's what you really look for
as
a coach.
Absolutely. And that's the underrated part, because it's routine. You can see this all the time in girls basketball, especially because sometimes you play at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or you play at, you know, 12 or whatever, and you know it's your clock, your mental clock is off. So that'll be kind of an underlying factor in Botkin's game on Saturday. It's getting in routine. No curfew will be early tomorrow night as we have a travel out front here.
19 turnovers now.
Well, I bet you didn't know that The village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern United States. O'Reilly Machine Tool and Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoding, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools for free. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main Street in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. As Koenig hits the three there, and you can contact us on O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is pleased to participate in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. We got a foul here going to the line is Clint Barnes.
One of my least favorite things to do when I played was to take a charge and have them call block, and I just got killed for nothing.
Going to the line here, Barnes. His first shot is up and in.
They have their 4 points for the quarter now.
57-12 here as the running clock continues here at Pickles Garbury Gymnasium. And they top those 4 points now at 5 in the quarter. Bakken's an 18-5 advantage in the third quarter. Trojans have done a better job this third quarter of working it around against that zone. Kata going to take the three from the other side. And wow, it's been night and day shooting three-pointers for the Trojans from the first half to the second half.
They have four here in the third quarter.
And pouring it on here. And there's the bucket response there. That was number 11 there. Bryce Krickenbarger with the bucket. Say that one 10 times fast.
He's not in my book, so I don't have to.
Shot up, and Monin pulls down the rebound here. Hawkins trying to close off this third quarter here to the basket. Memphis Myers shot's no good. And it won't matter as the ball goes out of bounds. We've played three quarters of play here at Pickles Garbury Gymnasium. 62-15 our score here. The Hawkins Trojans ahead of the Tri-County North Panthers will step aside and come back with our fourth quarter of action. You're next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramel onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 60-15. Bakken's ahead of Tri-County North here as the running clock ensues and the Trojans will secure a spot in the district finals against the winner of Mississinawa and Jackson Center, who will have Purdue here live after the conclusion of this contest here between the two schools. Shot in the lane, no good there by North. Rebound goes down to Owen Zimfer. Ball taken right back by North. In the lane, turnaround shot, no good, and rebound down to the Trojans. Look ahead, here's Monin in the lane, who walked.
Yeah, he did.
And, of course, like we said here on scoresbroadcast.com, a lot of games coming up here. If we take a look at the bracket, of course, here for the boys, you have the Bakken's Trojans who will advance here to the district finals. for the third time in the last 4 years. And they'll take on, obviously, Jackson Center and Mississinawa. And Franklin Road will take on Fort Laramie here tomorrow, as there's a bucket for Nord. They'll take on Fort Laramie here tomorrow night in the district final. Rushi going on to take on Cincinnati College Prep. And if Rushi most likely win that game, they'll take on a winner out of the Central District. And the regionals next week to be played at Vandalia Butler High School on March 5th at 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. And games we'll have for you here on sportsbroadcast.com.
It's nice. I mean, I enjoyed going to Trent, but it's nice just having to go down to Vandalia.
Yeah, you don't have to hit all that traffic.
Yeah.
You know, at least you're not going to Milford tomorrow.
I am not going to Milford.
I heard some people say about the trip that Rushi's got to make tomorrow, about how early they got to get down there because of the Friday Cincinnati traffic. Shot goes up and in. That is Owen Zimper with the bucket. 62-17, Bakken's over North here. Worked around, it's taken away. It's Tucker Holskamp. Holskamp up here to Zimper, and we got a foul. And a shooting foul here in the A&M Pallet Company on Rangeline Road. And Rushi began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. Today, nearly four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 additional businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet is pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. If you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions on its first shift Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. That's 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Couple free throws fall there for Zimfer. As the subs continue to come in, Braden Welsh in the lineup. Panthers trying to push it around the arc here. Look in the corner. Peyton Fanning kicked on the inside. Fan in to the basket. Shot no good, and we got a foul. There, and Fannin's going to go to the line for two free throws.
That was kind of a phantom foul, I think.
And some more substitutions in for Bakken's. Wesley Gutman in the lineup. Noah Miller in as well. And Hudson Meyer. And Trek Meyer also in the ball game. This free throw off the mark, 64-17. Bakken's over North here. And some more substitutions. Number 33, Kane Collier. In the lineup, a 6-foot sophomore. So there's two seniors on this North roster. And talking with Coach Garrett Woodyard before the game, he said we're a very young team and that roster is mostly going to be back next year. Rush on the inside to Miller. His shot short. Rebound down to the Trojans, and going up and shooting two free throws here will be Wesley Gutman. And again, like I said here on scoresbroadcast.com, of course, Saturday we'll be here covering the Bakken's Trojans here, and Jack will be back on Saturday to call that game either against Jackson or Mississinawa. And of course, you guys will hit the road after that and do the Fort Laramie girls taking on Mississinawa at 5 o'clock down at Butler High School. And also, to not forget either the Anna girls play at 2 o'clock on Saturday against Springfield. And we got a timeout here by North. We'll take it with them. 2:46 to go. Bakken's ahead of Tri-County North, 64-17.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Back here on scorespodcast.com here. Just drowning out the remainder minutes of this ball game here between the Bakken Trojans and the Tri-County North Panthers. 64-17 advantage for the Trojans here with just a couple minutes to spare here. The Trojans, the 3 seed in the bracket, racing off against the 16th seeded Panthers. Going will be Wesley Gutman at the line. Seriously, I don't know what the running clock. I assume they would start it off the timeout.
I don't think so. I think it's after the shot.
Gutman's free throw off the mark. Three-pointer shot no good by the Trojans. We got a foul. It's going to go against North. Hawkins got it out front. Here's Hudson Meyer on the inside. Kicks out to Tregmeyer. Tregmeyer's three high. Archer shot no good. He's got that Meyer blood in him, does Treg, shooting those three-pointers. You see a Meyer from Hawkins, and the first thing you think is shooter.
They've had a couple in a row.
Here comes the Panthers. Kick it out top. The inside taken away. Noah Miller take it away as we get tied up here, and the arrow will give it to the Trojans. So Bakkens will get their 18th win of this season here. Welsh on the inside kicks out to Meyer. Meyer for three. In and out. North losing the basketball. The forecourt, it's Krickenbacher to the left side. Looks around the arc. North with it. On the inside, shot up. No good. It'll be two free throws coming up here for North for Peyton Fannin.
He just went 0 for 2 there.
Of course, here at the Pickle Garbage Gymnasium, more people filing in for the second game here tonight as the free throw connected there by Fannin. Fannin's second free throw off the mark. And here comes Welch. Welch with 13 seconds left. Kicks it to Miller. Miller going to drive to the basket. His shot off the mark, no good. North up ahead, gets a layup here, and that'll be all as Peyton Fannin scores as time expires. Our final here, Bakken 64, Tri-County North 20. We'll step aside and come back with our post game here next. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, our final here, Bakken 64, Tri-County North 20. And let's take a look at our box score here tonight with Chuck.
Well, I was not paying any attention, so I'm finishing up here. The Trojans had a big rebounding advantage. Panthers turned it over 21 times. That's a recipe for to lose. Individual scoring for the Panthers. They were led by Peyton Fanning. He had Fanning. He had five. They got four out of Barnes and four out of Reynolds. I'll go with Peyton Fanning as my Clancy's player of the game. For the Panthers on the other side, Eli Pitts had 15, got 13 out of Noah Top, 9 for Dosik, 8 for Plyman, who had a really nice start to the game, especially defensively. I'm going to go with Plyman and Top as my players of the game for the Trojans.
Of course, the stars of the game brought to you by Clancy's on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. And this broadcasted by Clancy's on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com as we see the second game underway here between Mississinawa and Jackson Center. Here, so we have our first game here tonight. The Bakken's Trojans defeat the the Tri-County North Panthers.
There you go.
64-20 here tonight. So we'll come back here. You guys stay on here. We'll have a nightcap here between the Blackhawks and the Tigers here in a little bit. For my on-site engineer and broadcasting partner, Chuck McBee, I'm ready to cover for the final time from the Pickle Garbury Gymnasium, 64-20, Blackhawks over Tri-County North here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating. Just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contract contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village, Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.